every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Come on around back, Arizona. It's a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Third Saturday of the month here in our outdoor living hour. That means we are talking about Notes from the Nursery with Jay Harper, except we had a little miscommunication. He texted me Thursday and said, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm going to Mexico for a week. I'm leaving tomorrow. Be back Saturday.
Oh, forgot to tell you.
That's a big oops.
You know, the bad thing is I actually ran into somebody who's going on that trip over a month ago at a surprise birthday party and told me about the trip, and they were going, Jay was going. So I knew about it. I just forgot about it. And then when he sent me that text, I was like, oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. You were talking about how beautiful a morning it is. We walked out the front door, jump in the car, and come down to the station this morning. Absolutely gorgeous sunrise over the McDowells and the Superstitions at Four Peaks. Just enough cloud cover with that red hue. Oh, man, beautiful sunrise this morning.
This is the time of year both of my commutes are into the sun. So
yes,
I get a lot of good sunrise sunsets right now. You just got to make sure you have a clean windshield. But we're still going to stick to the theme. You can still join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to talk about anything in your backyard landscape. We'll still get you the right answers. And we actually have a great lineup that we did put together today. To not disappoint those that follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you'll notice we're going to be talking about roses. Well, Jay did a great job covering that last year. So this first segment here shortly, we'll actually play that clip from last year so you can keep up with your if you're a rose gardener or you're following along the calendar. This is the time of year, I understand they're the prettiest, but you've got to cut them back to basically nothing.
I know, it's really hard.
If you want that summer bloom to hit, now's the time to prune it. So Jay will talk through the techniques of that. Then we'll talk a little bit about current water, and along with a nice list of Santa's naughty and nice plants according to Water Use It Wisely. The third segment, we're actually going to have a couple key founders in the Queen Creek Botanical Gardens that'll join us on the line. And then our highest viewed article this week has to do with winterizing your irrigation system for the mountain country. So we're actually going to have Chris Wilborn on talking about that. If you've got a second home or a cabin up in Munns Park or Potato Patch or Jake's Corner, you know, any of those places that you're going to need to do a little bit of winterizing, he'll cover that as well. So we've got a lot of great content for you today, and we'll kick off to stick on target with our home maintenance calendar. If you'd like one, you can just let us know where you'd like us to mail it, and we'll mail you a physical copy. January 6th, Notes from the Nurses, it's roses.
We're talking about roses today, though, and an interesting conversation. We've had this before about the health benefits of gardening in general, doing yard chores. I won't call it work because we don't want to scare people off, but is great exercise. You can be in pretty darn good shape and go out there and do yard work, and you'd be sore the next day because there are stretching and using muscles that you don't often use even in a regular workout. So it is a great physical activity for stretching and flexibility and balance and strengthening. And I would encourage people to just even mow your own grass. Just do some kind of activity. So gardening, I look forward to the weekend and rose bushes this time of year. We'll finally get to rose bushes.
The varieties of roses that do well, how to care for them. They look beautiful right now, but you got to chop them down, fertilizing them throughout the year.
Right. There's an unfair mystique surrounding roses, you know, that they are hard to grow, that they take a lot of work. I'm not sure why that is, other than the rose has this mystique and image of being this regal flower and surrounded with, you know, royalty and, you know, big time presence and that sort of thing. And certainly they are magnificent, but there's all kinds of roses, and there's all kinds of ways to grow roses. And you don't have to grow roses to enter a contest and show roses and have them critiqued and have the perfect rose. If you're going to grow roses in your backyard for color, for enjoyment, for scent, for fragrance, then there's a lot of opportunities for you. You can grow them in containers if you don't have a big spot to plant roses. You know, they do. There are varieties that do great in containers. One thing that they don't lend themselves very well to is in our kind of new xeriscape type concept with lots of gravel around them. I wouldn't recommend them in a hot, gravelly situation. You need to have a bed that's dedicated to the roses, and you need to use lots of organic material around the roses, lots of mulch, compost, that sort of thing. So if you can dedicate a little planting area, and a friend of mine who's a big-time rosarian, Ryan Rieger, has his whole backyard is just a series of planting beds, and you can walk around and in between them. And in these beds is just lots of good organic material and just big mass plantings of rose bushes, and they really are his landscape. So you can go from landscaping with roses because they come in different sizes. Some varieties get rather large, some stay small, so you can plan your beds accordingly. There are rose trees, so little patio trees for front entryways or in containers. There's, you know, very small growing roses for little hedges and things like that. Miniature roses do great in containers. So there's almost an application for everything. And here of late, anybody that's driven around in kind of the Arcadia, Central Phoenix area, there's been a renaissance of sorts when it comes to planting roses, particularly a variety called Iceberg, which is a shrub-type rose. It doesn't have to be pruned all that finickily. It can just be kind of pruned back like a normal landscape shrub. And they look just awesome with the greenery of your landscape with these white flowering roses. So there's been a big resurgence in using roses as more of a landscape shrub than just a quote-unquote rose bush or a rose planting bed. Now, the couple of things that you do have to do with roses. You do generally have to cut them back this time of year. again, depending on the varieties that you have, that doesn't have to be a hard task. If you've got landscape or shrub type roses, you simply can just hedge them back. But you got to get rid of that old growth. Roses bloom on the new ends, the new tips, the terminal ends of growth. So we want to create a lot of new growth by taking off all of that old growth and letting them rejuvenate and regrow and put on a lot of flowers.
Now, let me ask a question. What happens if I don't cut that off? How long will they stay looking good? And the reason I'm asking that, if you've got a mature one enough, could you cut just half of them off so that you can have a nice foliage for a couple more months before the new foliage of the other one starts to flush out?
Well, I suppose, but the problem is that you'd then have a plant that was mixed with a bunch of old growth with new growth. The old growth usually will start to get unsightly and it'll kind of fall off and slough off on its own. So you end up with a plant that's rather large and sparsely foliated, kind of down in the middle to the bottom. You'll start losing all your leaves and you won't have any leaves up to a point, and then you'll have a lot of new growth at the end. They're still going to put on new growth, but we want the whole plant pretty much to have new growth as opposed to just the ends of the plant.
And you couldn't thin it enough that it would ever look as good as you wanted it.
I think that would be a lot of work. It's a lot easier just to bite the bullet.
Just to chop it off.
And especially this year, as warm as it's been, I'm looking at rose bushes around town, and they are fabulous. They're probably the best blooms of the year we get are in the late fall and early winter because the temperatures are so perfect for growing roses. Seriously, if you cut them back in 30 days, you have new growth. In 45 to 60 days, they're blooming again. But it is pretty critical that this time of year, you just kind of sacrifice enjoy the last of the blooms, cut them off, bring them in the house. They'll last a week or two. Cut them back. The other thing you want to do, as soon as they start to regenerate new growth, you see new growth coming on, start fertilizing them. Roses are pretty heavy feeders. They like to be fed pretty consistently. There are all kinds of rose food products. We obviously recommend using the Farm's Choice organic fertilizers on them. They also make a great pre-plant product for the new roses, because as it is time to prune roses, this is also a great time to be planting new roses. Rose bushes don't last forever, although you can, if you prune them properly, they will last a long time. So planting new roses, this is when all the new varieties have come out, the new introductions for the year, the All-American Award winners. The selection, if you're looking for great selection, is usually the best from about now till March. And that just happens to be probably the best time to plant them as well. And typically anymore, most rose bushes have been or are containerized. In the old days, we got them in what was called bare root. The roses were pruned back, had no leaves on them, had no soil on the roots. Nurseries then unbundled them, heeled them in, or kind of planted them in a bed of sawdust. The customer came in, picked one out, you pulled it out. You might prune it a little more. You wrapped it up with some straw and butcher paper and sent them on their way home. Now most nurseries get their rose bushes in and pot them up in a container so that the process of getting them home is a little easier. You don't have to just hurry right home and plant them. They stay better in the nursery. The shelf life is better. The only thing we do discourage, we still discourage the packaged roses, the ones that you find that are all bundled up in a shrink-wrapped kind of a cellophane packing around them. Typically, it's kind of like buying a Christmas tree. You know, you go to the place and there's a big box of roses sitting out there in the parking lot baking in the full sun. I'm not an advocate for planting or buying any of those. So go to a good nursery that you can make sure that you're buying a what's called a number one graded rose. You know, it means it's got good healthy canes, good healthy roots, and you'll have great success. Plant them before it gets warm. And fertilize them good, plant them right, and you'll have great success with them.